Welcome to episode 54 of Practical Defense, Talking to the Police. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix. This week, we're going to cover talking to the police after you've had to physically defend yourself and why you don't want to do it. But before we jump in, we'll first hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck, at kristensguide.com. We often teach kids to stay safe by following authority figures and rules, but ironically, sometimes this can actually put them into dangerous situations. So teach your kids to follow their instincts first and refuse to follow orders that make them feel unsafe, even if they get punished for rebelling. Then let them know that you'll back up their decision no matter what. There's more information about empowering kids at kristensguide.com. This week's episode is going to be a little short, but by no means insignificant. I've been really busy these past few weeks with some long hours of personal training that I will talk more about in future episodes when it's all done. I also want to thank everyone for all the emails I've received and want to apologize for my lack of response. I want to reply with my full attention, which I just haven't had the time to do. I will get to each and every one of them and even use some of them as episode topics. I'm looking at you, Jose of Mexico City. I've posted my seminar schedule for the rest of the year, so for those in the Los Angeles area, or those that'll be in the Los Angeles area, I'd love to have you come by and take a class. You can find my schedule on my site at www.alexhaddix.com/class. All the seminars are 2 hours long, and they only cost $40. We'll be right back with our look at talking to the police after you've had to physically defend yourself. This is a topic I've wanted to cover for some time, and I've even received several emails about it from listeners. However, rather than have me blather on about it, I wanted to get an expert on the show to talk about it. I wanted an attorney. The problem is, I have yet to find an attorney who will let me record our discussions on the subject. I've called the ACLU, universities, the dean of a law school is a family friend, and he wouldn't do it. I've spoken with the Los Angeles Public Defender's Office and even some private attorneys. And their reason for not going on the record is that there are too many variables involved. If there's a specific case with a contained set of facts, they're happy to comment and give some analysis. However, they will not go near any what-if scenarios. It's just too much legal risk for them. But this is a huge issue. How do you protect your civil rights and liberties when speaking to the police after you've had to physically defend yourself? Now, the assumptions here are that you're legally in the right. You were just minding your own business and some guy or guys jumped you. You defended yourself and now this jerk or criminal is laid out on the ground and needs medical attention. When the police show up, how will they know who to arrest and who to send to jail? Senior Grandmaster Parker was always fond of saying, "It's not who's right, it's who's left." But that isn't necessarily good legal advice. And as you might remember from episode 43, even if you're the victim, if you say the wrong thing to the police, you could still wind up going to jail. Now, what all attorneys I've spoken with have said this. Your first call is to 911. Your second call is to your attorney. And then you keep your mouth shut and let your attorney protect your rights. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association provides the following defensive shooting guidelines for the responsibly armed citizen. And these are printed on business cards that you carry with you so they're always available in case you need them. So first, you're supposed to call 911 and say something to the effect of, "I was afraid for my life and was forced to defend myself. Please send an ambulance right away." And then when the police arrive, you give them the following information. First, he attacked me. And second, I'll sign a criminal complaint against the perpetrator. And third, there's the evidence. And at this point is where you point out any evidence and any witnesses. Evidence tends to disappear as well as witnesses, so you need them both to help prove your innocence. And fourth, I need to talk to my lawyer. And fifth, I do not consent to any search. Then, you do not make any further statements until you've contacted your attorney and composed yourself. You always want to fully cooperate with the police. You want to be polite, you do not want to lie to them, but keep your mouth shut. The police may be on your side. You may want to tell your story. It may be burning like a fire in your belly. But keep your mouth shut. Remember that it doesn't get any more serious than this. You've just been physically assaulted. You've been forced to physically harm another person, albeit in self-defense. You know, heaven forbid that you've had to use a knife or a gun to get this person to stop his assault upon you. Now he's lying in a pool of blood and may be dead or dying by your hand. When you talk about life and death situations, this is it. And remember that you might not only be facing criminal charges, but civil suits as well. In the U.S., you can't be tried for the same crime twice, but there are two court systems and each one can take a shot at you. They also have different penalties and different rules. Now, the classic example I always like to use is O.J. Simpson. He was acquitted on criminal charges, meaning that he was determined to be not guilty, but he lost his shirt in the civil suit. Did I mention that you should keep quiet? If not, you should keep quiet. There is a fantastic video lecture on YouTube. It's called In Praise of the Fifth Amendment, Why No Criminal Suspect Should Ever Talk to the Police. And the lecturers are Professor James Duane from the Regent University School of Law, and the other lecturer is Officer George Brook of the Virginia Beach Police Department. Now, whomever posted it to YouTube gave it the incorrect title of Don't Talk to the Police. I have the lecture embedded in the video section of my library on my website, and I'll include a link to the YouTube posting in the show notes. I strongly recommend everyone watch this video. It is absolutely fabulous. You'll be hard-pressed to find a better look at this subject matter. The summary is short this week. Keep your mouth shut. And as always, don't forget to check out my monthly column on TaekwondoTimes.com. It's called Raising Awareness. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.